This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Garfield Bowen.
Welcome to Good Neighbor Podcast. All you need of a trustworthy chef? Well, one may be surprisingly closer than you think. Today, I have the pleasure of introducing Chef Timothy Walker with Chef Gaetano? Gaetano's hot dog. There we go.
Yes, sir. Yep.
How you doing, Tim?
I'm good. How are you this afternoon?
I am well. Tell us about your company.
Well, we're most all of my family is from New York, and we've always wanted to start some sort of a food truck. So we decided to start a New York hot style hot dog cart, get it going, service the people around here. There's a lot of New Yorkers down here.
Well, you know, when you think of New York hot dogs, I guess people think of Nathan's in Brooklyn, Coney Island, you know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly. We serve Nathan's. We serve Nathan dogs with the red onion sauce.
So Tim, I'm just itching to ask this question. How did you get into this business?
I'm actually a culinary school graduate. I started culinary school at the age of 17, and I've been working in restaurants pretty much my whole entire life.
Okay, so it's Chef Tim going at it, huh? Mm-hmm. What are some of the myths and misconceptions of your industry?
I would say a lot of people think that, you know, when you go to like a food truck or, you know, a catering truck, it's going to be lower quality. It's not going to be clean. You know, there's going to be issues with, you know, stuff like that, food holding. But being in the culinary industry, I have extensive knowledge of cleanliness and food handling and stuff. So it's completely, you know, a lot of people think like that, but it's a completely different issue.
So it's not just a hot dog. It's Chef Tim's hot dog, right?
Yes, sir.
There you go. Exactly. There you go. So Tim, when you're not busy running your business outside of work, what do you like to do for fun?
I'm actually a Special Olympics athlete in St. Lucie County. So I do bocce and bowling with Special Olympics. That fills my Saturdays. And then the rest of the time is just hanging out with family and friends, my girlfriend, and thinking up other ways to provide for the business.
And I know you said you're from New York, so I'm sure you're here in sunny Florida, and you know, I'm sure you love the weather, you know, the water, the sun, you know.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
It's a big change. I'm from New York too, so it's a big change, and it's clean here. When you go back to New York, you see how dirty it is, right?
Oh yeah. Well, I've only been to the city once. I'm actually from upstate, but I've been to the city. But yeah,
Let's change gears a little bit. Life often throws us curveballs. Let's talk about one hardship, one life challenge, something that you went through and you can look back today and say you're better and stronger because of it. What comes to mind?
The biggest thing is in the peak of my culinary career, I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder and had to take quite a few years off. And finally, after many years of treatment and perseverance, I'm back to where I want to be serving the people.
So it makes you appreciate things a lot more, right?
For sure, yes. Yep, exactly.
Definitely. Tell us about your food trucks. Now, you sell hot dogs. Is there anything else you sell, or you put any special toppings on it? What makes it like Chef Tim worthy?
We have the Nathan's hot dogs. We have our own dirty water. We cook them in, and we have all the toppings. We have cheese, bacon, sauerkraut. We have, like I said, the red onions in the sauce, chopped jalapenos, chopped onions, you name it, we have it for the most part.
Now, I know you're talking, people are just salivating right now, you know. How can they learn more about Chef, and you got to pronounce that name.
Gaetano's.
Gaetano's.
Yep, it's Italian. Hot dogs. My great-grandfather's name.
Okay, tell you me, how can they find you?
You can find us on Facebook, /CG Hot Dogs, as well as Gmail, CG Hot Dogs@gmail.com, or you can call me 772-267-6941.
Is there a place where you frequent, or you normally, or you just kind of move around where the crowd is?
Right now, we're actually on Edwards Road. We're going to be starting there next week on Edwards Road, 25th Street North, and then Edwards Road East towards US 1. We'll be right there in a big lot.
Okay, great. Well, Chef Tim, we appreciate having you on the show. wish you the very best with your business moving forward.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you having me.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Port St. Lucie. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpportstlucie.com. That's gnpportstlucie.com. Or call 772-362-3840.